Gott sei Dank.
Hello. It's me. Go. My best Adele fucking impression there. I give me a 3 out of 10.
Oh, bless us and save us. I meant to ask you. Because this was weeks, it was before you hit the deck, right?
Yeah.
And you had told me that you had a question for myself and Kiva.
Oh, fuck, yes, I did.
You had broached to David, and then we forgot all about it last week. But you said it, I can't remember if you said it's going to aggravate us or just really have us, like, thinking.
Man, I'm not
and
even
going
to lie to
you. And I only remembered it there yesterday.
I have it written down because I knew I wouldn't remember it. I don't even remember what it is right now, but I can go get the book that it's written down in.
I feel like that would be a good idea. I can't remember for the life of me. Now, granted, if it is something as fucking stupid as when there was the pizza incident, like the radioactive pizza. Oh no, that wasn't stupid, that was quite smart. No, it was the meat salad. The fact if there's a various amount of meat, does that constitute as a salad? Which it fucking doesn't, by the way. And whoever thought of that and said it was a salad, I'm just going to say sex offender. Like whoever came up with it, you're on a list, presumably. I was just here fucking blinding to myself. Because I got re-mad over the memory of the meat salad situation. So
oh my god, yes.
We actually can't bring it up again because
it's definitely not that. This is like a whole, I remember now, this was like a full 3 hour conversation that I intended to briefly talk about with you on the podcast. Because it is a whole like, it gets kind of into philosophy, a little bit into science, and quite a bit into like morality and stuff like that. And like a little bit into the oopy spoopy cosmic destiny kind of realm as well. Yeah. Before we get into this, though, I would like to thoroughly apologise for leaving you hanging last night when we were meant to record.
That's all right.
I cannot stress enough that I was literally outside in a fucking typhoon running around after my geriatric cats trying to bring them in.
It's grand. Don't be worrying.
I was under a full lot of stress and did not realise it was already fucking 9 o'clock. So
it's grand, don't be worried.
Yeah, but no, it's shit to be left hanging and I didn't mean to do it and I want to apologise before I annoy you with this. The way it's written down, I will say, is not very fucking.
Now, am I going to be smart enough to understand this?
Oh, I'm sure. I am sure. Oh, right, okay. No, right. So we were thinking about, but the way that this started was I was talking about like humans and how intelligence is kind of more of a hindrance than a benefit.
Yeah, because it does pay to be stupid.
Yes, definitely. And I was saying, we're the only species. We are an animal. Human beings are animals. Whether you believe in fucking God or not, we're animals. Okay, just deal with it. We're the only animal that can kill ourselves, that have the presence of mind to kill ourselves.
Wait, do dogs not go off to commit suicide sometimes?
No, they go off to die if they're dying.
No, I know that, but is there not, like, remember that bridge in Scotland where, like, dogs were just getting really sad and, like, the dogs were, like, getting depressed and then they were going and throwing themselves off this fucking bridge?
Okay, I feel like that's just a Scottish anomaly. Like, the depression is so strong in the water.
Wait, but what about, remember those dolphins that, like, when they get really depressed, they literally hold their breath or they, like, keep on repeatedly swimming into the fucking, into the, mm-hmm. the tanks to give themselves like brain damage and then they drown.
But we don't know how fucking smart dolphins are on a scale of us to them. So that could just be another byproduct of intelligence. And this is what I'm saying. Intelligence and emotions at our level of trying to be able to understand them, but really we're not very fucking good at it, is a byproduct of intelligence itself, of actual thought. So we were like, what if there is some cosmic fucking destiny that they were like, just make them smart enough to realise that they're not shit and we go off and kill ourselves. And, like, not just kill ourselves, but kill each other, cause wars, hate each other for no fucking reason. Like, where's the turf war between, like, the orange lion and the slightly more orange lion?
I mean, yeah, they do be beefing.
But for territory and mates, for normal things.
Yeah.
Not just because he doesn't like the look of them.
Yeah.
Do you see what I mean? And we take all of that and we use it to destroy ourselves. And we've only ever done everything with our intelligence to destroy ourselves.
Yeah, you're actually not wrong.
It's kind of terrifying. But yeah, so that's what we're like. Now, David isn't totally on the cosmic destiny for the, like, we were always destined to wipe ourselves out kind of thing. That we were brought in like, to be smart enough to kill ourselves. Because we're just not good for the planet.
I get that. I don't know if I would agree that was cosmic destiny either.
Cosmic destiny is a very fancy dancy term for something I don't fucking know what to call it, basically. So I went with cosmic destiny because it sounds nice.
It does. It sounds very pretty, to be honest. Like, I know what you're saying, but I also can't break it down into like a simpler term.
Mm.
If that makes sense. Like, I mean, just cosmic destiny, like that yeah. one.
But it's like, I don't know, you just look at it as the way we think and the way we act and all of it that we've just ended up becoming. It's like we've got that fucking parasite that takes over. You know, the parasite that goes inside of insects and takes over their bodies and forces them to kill themselves.
Oh my God.
But it's thought.
Ew.
We created our own parasite.
Can I ask a question?
Go for it.
Were you high when this conversation came about?
There may have been a few painkillers involved. Or a few alcoholic beverages with painkillers that might not have helped a bit, but no, yeah, obviously this was not a sober thought, like, but
I just love when your drunk mind, you go to like philosophy and really eccentric thoughts. Mine are, how fast can I run around this couch without falling over, or can I do a kickflip against the wall? Let's find out. We're on actually totally different spectrums.
Yeah, no, I get deep as shit, man. I get so deep. The best of DMCs. I am your DMC friend on a night out because I will get into the universe with you. I'm here for it. I love it.
I will become dumb as a fucking rock. Dumb as a fucking rock.
It's fine. It's because we're on opposite spectrums during the day. So when I'm like sober and normal, I'm just like, what's a thought? Or it's worse. It's like I think so much I can't think. Like it's just squirrel brain all the time. Just back and forth. Just random thoughts. And I'm like, I can't get anything done because I need to do everything at one time and I only have two hands.
I know, I get that. Or like you've so many thoughts swirling around your head at the like one time that it almost goes to like how I imagine when like a nuclear bomb goes off. Do you know like that like white fucking blast of light?
Yes.
That just kind of covers everything. That but in your mind.
That's yeah, pretty much.
When it starts getting like a lot.
I just, or do you know in those, like, I see this, I physically see this in my, like, mental images a lot when my thoughts get tangled, as I call it. And it's literally, you know, in fucking old-timey cartoons where they'd start, like, scribbling over the screen and it just starts this big fucking black ball of scribbles, like, old drawn animations. Yes. And that would just come out and out and out. That's what I see. And it just eventually all fills in black and I'm like, I need it to stop.
See, your mental images are actually foul.
Oh, they're disturbing.
We're talking about like when we're talking about like when you're picturing stuff in your mind, like, or when you, it's all the time how our brain just doesn't like shut off.
Mm-hmm.
Mine's in like picture book form, kind of like the Marvel comic going by really quickly.
Mm.
And yours is that weird fucking text on the laptop.
It's a fucking, that's the Matrix.
And it, honestly,
like.
That stressed me out so much. I'm like, ew.
Yep, it's horrendous. And I'm constantly, like when I said like that I'm thinking all the time and I get tangled, I'm literally pulling thoughts like forward out of that code. And that's like, I can see words in my head as well all the time. It's constant script like on top of it. And it's literally, I don't know.
The fact that it's script as well is...
I don't know when this started either. Because I've not had access to technology my whole life to know what the Matrix looks like. But yet this has been in my head for what feels like my whole life. So I'm like, when did this actually fucking start? Like,
no, to be fair, you could have started off with something different and then it just like developed into the current devolved. One that you have.
Yeah. I mean, true.
Your brain's on the fucking cloud.
I'm a simulation. And I have access to the true codes and that's why I know we were put in here. We have been embedded with a fucking bug to kill ourselves.
You actually know about the cosmic
full
destiny,
circle.
Like,
it came full circle. Yep. Explains so much.
A messiah.
I mean, listen.
The second coming.
Obviously the Antichrist. I can't be Christ himself. It just doesn't make sense. No. I'm too sinful.
No.
There's too much sin in
myself.
And
you won't be able to pull off a beard as well. You know what I mean? Slide facial hair, but not the full wagon.
Give me another 10 years. If my hormones don't ever sort themselves out and I just become full man. I'm telling you, lush beard.
I feel like, oh my God, I'd say you'd be able to plait it and all now, you know that?
Yeah, pure Viking
look at
vibes.
Our fishtail braids. I think it'd actually look quite nice.
Get a couple of beads in there. Live a life of piracy.
I actually, speaking of fucking pirates, I had a dream the other night, right? Oh my God. I don't know how I didn't tell anybody this because honestly, it traumatized me, Kiva, Leah. I'm blaming fucking you because you caused me to murder people that I did not want to, okay, basically. So it was kind of like Fable in a way, like Fable-esque, right? If you've ever played the Xbox game, for anybody that's listening, probably zoned out at this point. But anyway, I had a dream that we were kind of in Fable and the king or whoever was over it was after me because I was being a bit of a cheeky cow. No surprise there. But I ended up, like, not surprised at all. And I ended up having this fella. And do you know who he looked like? And I'm actually traumatised by myself. You know your man, now I haven't watched it in a long time either. Do you know the boys? Do you know the sexy Australian man?
The butcher?
Yes, him. Couldn't remember his name. Him.
Oh, bit of Billy Butcher any day.
Oh, absolutely. Mwah.
I mean, chef, not as special a place in my heart as Frenchie, not gonna lie. But Butcher, we'll have him. No problem.
Fantastic looking man. And I haven't seen, like, watched the boys in Jesus Christ, I don't know how long. But anyway.
Lizzie, you should. Sorry.
I know, I've seen
I'll let
everybody.
You continue in a second. But oh my God, the last
I've
season
was.
I've
seen so many people fucking raving about it.
So fucking good. 10 out of 10 for our listeners. Go watch the boys on Amazon Prime if you haven't. Not a big supporter of the Bezos. But listen, that's where it lives. That's where you need to watch it.
Yeah.
Go watch The Boys. It's so fucking good.
Or it stream is. It illegally.
Yeah.
I didn't say that.
We do not endorse illegal activity on Cesspool.
No.
But do what you want. We don't stop you.
Anyway.
Anywhere. Yes, buy your dreams. Carry
he
on.
He was
Billy
my
Butcher.
Fella, right? Nice. And obviously he was like sexy outlaw in this as well. And he was after the both of us. But basically, I'm going to cut it like short. It was just me like running through various ships, kind of Jack Sparrow in it, like fucking hanging off sails and shit. So it was actually quite cool. But then I robbed a cruise ship and we were kind of going down the streets or the fucking things in Venice. Do you know that, like, I don't know how a fucking cruise ship is fitting through those tiny ass
canals.
Yeah, right? It doesn't make sense. And this is probably why what happened next happened. So there was people on like one of the like the small boats, like eating dinner, though, like one of the gondolas, right? There was a few of them. And I was driving the ship and the girls were like, Lizzie, you may just like plow through them. I was like, they're fucking eating dinner. The last thing they want to do is be absolutely mowed down by a fucking cruise ship. I was like, I can't fucking do it. And they're like, no, like the lads are right behind us. You're going to have to do it. So we were getting closer and closer to the fucking gondolas. I was trying to like turn the ship away from them, even though I don't know how I thought the cruise ship was going to be able to go sideways down the fucking canal. Anyway, I ended up fucking making mash of them across the entire side of the fucking canal. I murdered a bunch of people by accident. And then I was like, oh fuck, now I've been done for murder. And all I was originally being done for was being a bit of a lippy cow. So then I had to fucking hop off the cruise ship, run like off these buildings like I was in fucking, oh, what's that bastard and goon called? Assassin's Creed.
Yes.
And I was literally running across the buildings and then I lost my footing and fell to my death. So, yeah.
That's a lot. That is a lot to unpack
and
right there.
To be honest, I blame Kiva and Leah because if they did not make me, because they seen these people in the gondolas a ways away back and said, no, they know I have bad eyesight.
No glasses available this day. It wasn't
no,
there.
No, none.
And you just had to fall to your death after murdering people who were just trying to have a nice dinner.
Very traumatic. But anyway.
While we're on the topic of murder, I guess that's about the best segue we're getting so far because that was a heck of a tangent. Oh. Random thoughts and I don't even know, like Lizzie's pirate legacy.
I'd be a fucking awful pirate.
Oh, we'd be the first ones, like scurvy, rickets, all of it.
Oh my God.
Madness. Running away to be with the mermaids.
What's that thing where you get the yolk of the liver?
The yolk of the liver. Hepatitis.
Oh, no, not hepatitis. Just when you drink too much, what's it called?
Cirrhosis? No.
Is it cirrhosis?
Is it cirrhosis of the liver? Motherfucker, you're making me think of hard words. Why do you do this when we're on public platforms where I can be wrong?
I don't know.
Cirrhosis of the liver. Fuck yes, I was right, thank God.
Is it
cirrhosis? Or also
cirrhosis.
Fibrosis.
Oh.
Yeah, long term.
So also just feels like it's hard to say, but that
it's not for dyslexics to spell. That's for sure. Like cirrhosis.
No, if you ask me to repeat that back to you, good luck.
We were clearly never number one at the spelling bee.
Never. Tangents to the side, pirate legacy to the side. Shall we jump in?
I think we'll have to.
This one also weirdly involves boats. What the fuck is actually going on?
We have a whole team today.
Oh my God.
In that case, hang on, for the first, we actually get to do this, which is so much fun. We're going to walk the plank and let's dive in.
Okay, so as you were saying on your episode, Svana, that we all know how much of a fucking massive legend Spud Murphy was.
Yes. Long live Spud Murphy.
Continued to outdo himself because he set up a prison baseball team because, you know, he believed that it was going to quell any tensions between the prisoners, kind of build rapport with them. So in my mind, I'm also thinking, do you know, the longest yard, but got the fucking football team.
Yes.
That's the vibes I'm going off.
And bit of sportsmanship, bit of energy, or not energy, exercise, I mean, for yeah, endorphins.
Garth's taking testosterone to beat the prisoners. Like, I'm seeing all of this, But I don't
and then at
lying.
Some point, some high school cheerleading squad comes and does a little cheer at the prison gates, because that's what happens in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, go, you know, Spud, go.
But do you know what? I actually, when I did read that, do you know what it also reminded me of?
Do tell.
You know, in that Riverdale episode,
that's exactly what I'm referencing.
Like, that means you have to know the triumphs and defeats, the epic highs, the lows of high school football. Like, what are you talking about? Like, I feel like this is like Little Spud Murphy.
There was definitely one of them in the prison. Like, there definitely was. There had to have been.
Fucking 100%. But Carl was encouraged to join the team, obviously. And to be fair to him, he gave it a good go, right? But thing was, he was absolutely shite. Like, he wouldn't be able to hit a cow's arse with a banjo. Like, the man had absolutely no aim,
no
actually
talent.
No fine motor skills at all.
This man couldn't do anything. He just has no known talents, except for killing.
And having big fucking ham hands that he was malleting lads with. Like, that's actually really odd.
Honestly.
You know?
He was literally bred to be a killer. He just wasn't good at other things. He tried. He gave it a fair whack. It just never worked out.
Just never did. And so instead, he joined the prison's marching band as a drum major, right? So, even by his own admission then, he was like, right, after being put in the marching band, lads, thing is, I'm actually too thick to learn how to play an instrument. Which, pal, look, I get it.
Me. Understandable.
Me.
Relatable. I bought an ocarina. For what? I don't know. Because we both know I'm not going to learn to play it. I swear I will. I'm not talented. It's not going to happen. I learned to play the start of the Gravity Falls intro and I haven't looked at the fucking thing since.
I feel like this is going to sound really stupid and I'm definitely wrong, but I feel like we're past the age now of being able to pick things up quickly.
Oh, 100%. Like,
I've never been able to pick anything up quickly in my life. Anyway, takes the fucking plank. But
yeah, no, we're at the hard
age now. Even if I try to learn something
new
now, I don't feel like it would stick.
Where it's like, bless, she actually thought herself something new. It's like, good you. But it took 10 years.
That's, honestly, that's how I feel.
And this is, Carl was at about that age, I think. Was he?
Yeah, he was in his late 20s.
He was. At least mid. So, understandable, Carl.
Understand.
We're with you. We are defending this man too much.
Yeah, exactly. And
but he hasn't done any murder yet.
No, but he has raped a ton of people.
Already?
At this point. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He started
raping
since he was a young lad.
This is true. See, I left that out because it just seemed like more of a middle section.
No, Carl was a dirty rapist that had been raping lads since he was about 18 or younger. And it was just continuous. Because he's what? A dirty bastard. Anyway, so by all means, Carl the Dirty Rapist had a fucking cracking summer. Thanks to Owl Spud Murphy, right? Oh my god, actually no. I forgot the best part.
Go for it.
I'm going to backtrack. Right, do you remember how Carl, that he was basically shite at, you know,
everything.
Playing an instrument, at everything. He became, Joe, do I say, the drum major. So they're the lads that get to go around in those like fancy feathered hats. And like lead the drum march, and
just
have the little batons and
with the sticks,
like swinging it around the place.
Top. Yes,
I'd actually pay to see that image of that 6 foot, however built like a shithouse man in a fucking feathered hat, giving it the big.
Honestly,
anything. Anyway, so yeah, cracking summer, right? So like you were saying, he was allowed to go outside of the prison, had the absolute pleasure fancying around in a fucking feathered hat and receiving praises for literally walking. Not like the poor bastards behind him actually putting the graft in, baiting a drum in the sweltering fucking summer's heat. Forget about them. Fuck them.
They would be nothing without Carl, the feather
man.
No,
not in his leadership. Not at all.
The way he pumps that baton is just something else. Next level.
Gets the crowd going. Really invokes a sense of community.
Exactly.
And
what
pride.
More do you want than to see a man with an arm like a leg fucking pumping a baton with all of his gusto? I don't see anything more motivating. It is America itself.
The American dream. Well, after the summer, right, Carl was put into work as an outside trustee, in which that means he could basically roam around after dark and do whatever he wants. Like, Carl was fucking about. He was drinking, he was smoking. And honestly, this was the best job he had ever got, because before that, he was working as a strike breaker. So, man was working for the man, which, Carl, I actually don't fucking respect.
Yeah.
I was just going in and hammering the shite out lads who were out on strike for actual, proper, valid reasons. garbage.
Is that what strike breakers do? I thought strike breakers were the ones that would go in and work for the people that were on strike.
No. Strike breakers would go, lads, I would go in and hammer the shit out of the lads and make them go back to work because they're going to get a fucking hiding again if they didn't.
Don't we love the EU where stuff like that can't happen anymore? I feel like that can still happen in other countries. It's just frowned upon. Like, the EU would never let that happen.
You'd never let that shit fly.
I just like to just take that moment of peace and comfort that I've just felt from living in the European Union country. Yeah. That's nice. Fucking hell. Imagine being that.
And old fucking ham hands Carol, you know he's malleting lads. Like, really fucking bad.
They weren't going back to work because they couldn't.
They're going to the fucking hospital. Like, fucking crippled. Like, what are you talking about?
They're going into a fucking care home is what, like.
Right.
Ham hands Carol coming up to you.
Fucking swinging like a fucking wind turbine. Just like.
Yeah. Just doing the fucking swinging fist thing. Ham hands and leg arms are coming at you.
Oh.
By Carol Panzram. A haiku.
Oh, God.
Ooh.
Right, but no matter how well Owl Spud had treated Carol and the other prisoners, Carol couldn't stop himself from taking liberties. His good streak of behaviour wouldn't last.
I'm shocked, to be honest.
Very shocked and surprised. Who would have thought? But basically, at this point in time, Carl still had 4 years left on his 7-year sentence, right? And one night, he was out drinking with his gals, and they were his gals. Like, he wasn't trying to get off any of these girls. They were his gal pals. You know what I mean? Besties.
Love it.
And you know what it's like when you're in a gaggle of girls, you're all drinking, you're giddy. You come up with fucking ludicrous ideas.
He like went from fucking ham hands Carl to woo Carl as quick as anything. He's like, let's do shots.
He's like, let's do it, girls. Because it was on one of these drinking nights with his girls that he came to the wise decision that he was going to do a runner. He thought to himself, well, realistically, I don't actually have to go back because I'm allowed outside anyway. I'm technically only going there to sleep. So in my mind, I'm just going to stay outside, have as much crack, and I can sleep wherever the fuck I want. Which, Carl, you're kind of making sense. But also, get a grip. And honestly, he did have to learn, like, just because the vibes are immaculate, any decisions made in that moment aren't always the best. Like, you have to take a step back and be like, was I just having a cracking fucking time, or is this a cracking idea?
I don't think he has that ability, though. I think he's just like, first thought, best thought, let's go.
Oh my God, I do that sometimes. Oh my God, no, I'm not even getting into that. Anyway. So like I said, Carl pulls a runner. But sure, he's captured just a fucking week later, so you know what I mean. If you're going to do this, at least try be somewhat way prepared.
Honestly.
At least try. And in true fashion, Carl was, he was actually fond of a bit of the dramatics. You know what I mean? Like, he actually,
had a bit of flair.
Carl can go down without a fight. As in, him and the prison wardens that came to catch him ended up in a gunfight that lasted a couple of hours.
I mean, we love an old western style showdown.
We do. But Carl, being presumably somewhat like 50-1, did lose. Now, I know the odds weren't great.
I'm still disappointed.
I'm still disappointed in you, Carl.
I feel like Pee Wee Gaskins would have done it. Why couldn't you, Carl?
Pee Wee would have fucking done it blindfolded.
Honestly. Standing on one leg.
He's standing at a tall height of 5'2".
Yep.
That's embarrassing as a 6-foot man, Karen. You should be ashamed. The only thing you were ever good at was violence, and you fucked it.
See, he's a bigger target, I suppose. See, we can duck and dive, like, nice and easy. So I suppose we can give him credit there.
But I feel like, because Karen was built like a shithouse, he had, more energy. Pee-wee was so emaciated, I feel like a gust of wind would have taken him out.
Well, very true. Mm-hmm. Plus Carol's got plus 20 bullet absorbency. I don't know, we'll have to compare their stats properly when we oh my God, can we make like a fucking, like, I'm copywriting this, don't steal my ideas. Can we make like a Tekken style fucking game, but it's serial killers like versus each other, like an Injustice kind of situation or a Mortal Kombat or what have you. Serial killers.
Savannah, we're going to start a Kickstarter, right?
I'm here for it.
I think that would be really fucking, like, we'll do all the grafting, we'll do all the research, like, that's absolutely fine. We just need some game developers to get on our side.
Either that or one of us needs to learn how to code, and I don't know.
Bagsy, not be me. I tried editing on Audacity one day and I left with a fucking migraine, so I'm just cutting it short.
I hope you appreciate what I do now.
Oh, I do, Savannah. I actually got on the phone to Kiva. I was like, I'm actually going to kill myself. I said, I've only been at this for 30 minutes. I was like, go do it. Something like that.
It's a big stress. But listen, it's fine. That's what we're doing. We're starting a video game. But we continue because I'm keep derailing you. I'm terribly sorry.
No, not at all. So when Carl was captured, he was dreading going back to prison. But not because he had to go back inside, but it's because he didn't want to see how disappointed Spud Murphy was in him.
Oh. He's like, oh. I let my dad down today.
Like, Carl, you think you'd be more disappointed at the fact that you've just added extra years on your sentence for one running away and then shooting at coppers? But anyway,
he didn't give a shit. He wasn't serving that time anyway.
No, he wasn't, no. He fucking, he's like, lads, you can add it on all you want because I won't be here.
Give me 100 years. I'm not doing it.
Lads, you'd be gassed if I last a fucking week.
No one has given less fucks than Carl Panzerim. No, he can at least give him that.
Didn't give a continental fuck.
No.
And Carl was actually very right because Spud was massively, massively disappointed in Carl. And so he was like, look, you're after betraying my trust when I've given so much of it to you, to the fact that you're allowed to walk around mm-hmm. after dark and you a whole fucking sex offender. Anyway, Spud decided
Violent also.
Oh yeah, extremely so.
It's fine.
Spud decided to make an example out of him. And so he reopened the bullpens where the lads, where all the prisoners were initially, like before Spud took over, it's like where they would go and they'd have like corporal punishment, sometimes like torture, depending on who was working that day. And he actually handcuffed and suspended Carl off a cell door. This was really the first time Spud had enforced like any sort of punishment on the prisoners, because previously his harshest punishment was making ill-behaved prisoners peel potatoes. And when I read that...
Isn't that how he got the nickname Spud?
I think it was, you know. Mm. And
I don't know if I mentioned that in my episode. I don't think I should have.
I don't think you did, but it like it's bad. But yeah. When I read that, I was like, no, oh my, I can actually not imagine that in worse, because there is honestly nothing more that grates my fucking skin as having to peel potatoes. Like, I dread...
Over and over. A whole prison's worth of fucking potatoes.
Fucking Christ. Like, I hate peeling them for four people.
And you know they're
people.
The ones full of eyes.
Oh, this show is full of fucking blight. You're going to have to cut the shit out.
Mm-hmm. Oh. There's about 3% potato left by the time you're done removing the eyes and the shit skin and the fucking blight. Potatoes.
And you still have enough, or have to have enough to feed over 100 prisoners. Oh, fucking kill me now.
You know what I mean?
Like, if I was ever in hell... No, the way your hell is to, like, repeat itself constantly.
Yes.
Mine would be sitting down peeling a fucking bag of potatoes. I honestly cannot stress enough how much I fucking hated. Oh, it makes me stressed. Anyway.
I think mine, as it stands, is still FIFA Day on in GameStop. But
ooh.
It's okay.
That's drama.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's how he got the nickname Spud Murphy, was because that was his punishment. Because he was such a wholesome... Like, this proves that Carl broke his fucking heart.
Like, it did. Ah, honestly, like, Carl, for fuck's sake.
That he had to go to, like, harsh fucking 1950s dad, even though we're back in the 1800s.
But still,
terrible. Poor Spud.
And usually whenever Carl was being punished, or, like, you know, tortured, let's be honest, he'd be kicking and screaming, he'd be biting out at people, he would try to wreck everything that was in fucking eyesight. Like, he was literally like a fucking snarling dog. But...
Sorry, that's all I'm imagining is, you know, your man on the news, and he's like... How could you ever arrest Carl Panzer? I'd be weak at him, like...
I saw some cunt biting out of me. I swear to God, I'd actually take to laughter. Honestly, I'd be falling on round place.
I'd be like, Jesus, you fucking muzzle we need
gimp,
for you.
Will you stop, please?
Oh, okay, sorry, carry on.
But this time, there was actually none of that. Carl was quiet as a mouse because this was the first time he genuinely believed that he deserved his punishment. And he just lay there and took it. And he was like, right, okay, lads.
Because he disappointed his prison dad. This is so
he did.
Bad. Oh.
Fucking Christ, Carl. But yet again, Carl made the wise decision to escape. I feel like because he'd already disappointed Spud once, he was like, I actually can't take this anymore. I need to flee, and I need to flee for good. Not that he actually wanted his freedom. I guarantee he was just so sad looking at Spud Murphy's face every day because he was just giving the I'm a disappointed in you look.
Absolutely. It was the failure in his eyes that Carl just couldn't take. He was like, I can't do this. I can't look at my dad anymore. I need to go.
Right, a quick question before I go on.
Mm-hmm.
When you're picturing Spud Murphy, how do you see him in your mind's eye?
Like Frank Murphy in F is for Family.
Okay. That's how you see him.
Yeah. Just maybe without the mullet hair, because not the time for it. He probably had a different hairstyle, but still somewhat balding.
I see that. Slightly plump, standing at a massive stature of 5'4", and... kind of light gingery brown hair with tiny glasses. watch him be some fucking 6 foot Adonis.
I'm looking now. I'm like, is there any known pictures of Spud Murphy?
If he's a fine thing now, I'd be shocked.
Okay, there's a lot of Spud Murphys, and I don't know which one is supposed to be the Carl Panzer and Spud Murphy, if any. So I don't think we're going to know.
No, let's like, just remember, like that. Kiva said last week, everybody knows a Spud Murphy, or at least a Spud.
So there's at least a Spud, at least.
There's an infinite amount of Spuds, so we'll probably never find it. So we won't. But as I was saying, Carl decided to escape from Oregon State for good. And one day he stole a, the way he was like a trusty person where he could like leave during the day.
Mm-hmm.
The cooks also had one of them where I think like they could wear their uniform and go into town, possibly like get ingredients, all that kind of crack. So Carl ended up stealing one of their uniforms because it was different than his own one.
Amazing.
A bar fucking spreader, which why are they in a prison? Why? Are they in a fucking prison?
Like, are you asking to get attacked? Like,
it seems so.
They really, like,
I'm all for people being fucking laxy-daisy. But Jesus fucking Christ.
They really thought they could just put these people in the box and be like, you did a bad thing, and now you're in the bad place. And you're going to stay in the bad place and behave yourself.
You're not allowed to come out now until I say so.
Yeah. It's the naughty step. They fully thought, naughty step. They'll just not do anything. They're not going to take this giant whack of iron and start baiting in skulls with it. No, no.
Or jimmying themselves out of fucking bars. Or that's what he did. He got the bar spreader, literally.
And spread the bars.
Spread the bars. And then shimmied his way fucking out of it.
That is some Scooby-Doo shit, and I'm here for it. I love it.
So could you actually imagine that? Have that big fucking lummox being able to squeeze himself. Oh, lads, I guarantee you he got stuck halfway through and he had to take a breather.
Like a fat cat in a cat door.
Oh, I'm fucked.
They're asking the cellmate to push his arse out.
Like, lads, here, come on, give me on, will ya?
Oh,
please. So sad. But now we're actually going to take an awful sad turn because as a result of Carol's second escape, Spud Murphy was fired from his job and never worked in the prison system again because his name had been ruined. And even while he was a warden, he was under great scrutiny for his approaches towards rehabilitation anyway, because all the other places were like, what? Why are you treating him nicely? You need to beat the fucking shit out of them.
Yep.
They won't learn unless you torture them.
Yeah, so can't they be thought that, prisoners.
No, they thought this man was fucking like mentally unwell. And because Carl was a notorious prisoner, when he had escaped for the second time, sure, Spud just became a fucking laughingstock.
Yeah.
So he did. And all of his brilliant and truly helpful ideas and approaches towards rehabilitation were just they're completely forgotten by. Now, do I think Spud, come on, there are some things you... Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you could find a middle ground. You don't have to be so lax, but
yeah,
what like, he was doing, like, he had the right ideas.
The little bits of freedom in that, like, they're not just locked in a cell for loads of hours of the day and left out for, like, 1 hour or whatever. The extra like outdoor time and all the team activities and all of that stuff, 100% fantastic, psychologically proven to diffuse tensions and stuff like that, brilliant. But letting them stroll out and go on fucking nights out with their gal pals,
going out and get fucking drinking and smoking, like, come on,
yeah, a bit far. And then you're letting prisoners drink, violent criminals drink,
yeah,
a known aggravator. Like, no, Spud took it too far. He had some fabulous ideas. And he was absolutely right that they should be treated like people, because the vast majority of them are just people who did something wrong, and they're not innately wrong, like fucking Carl was. But some of them are like Carl. You can't paint them all with the same brush.
No. And like, I do get that you have to like try integrate them back into society and stuff. But then I feel like don't be doing that for their entire prison sentence. Like, there has to be consequence for their action. Like, I seen this thing the other day, like, just to bring it up slightly, because it kind of anyway, there's a prison, it's somewhere in Northern Europe, like it's either in Sweden, Finland, one of those places, right? And their prison is literally a community, so a bunch of houses together, a big fucking open kitchen, has a massive lake, right? The prisoners are all, like, Savannah, the prisons are houses. Like, they're just a bunch of houses, and each prisoner has their own room. Sure, they have tellies, they have Xboxes. Like, it's literally like you could be walking into someone's bedroom, like proper fucking beds, no nothing, right? And these lads can go around cycling bikes, they're walking around freely, can do whatever the fuck they want. There's a big ass lake, right? They can swim into the lake if they want. Now, people on the adjacent side of the lake can actually swim to the prison if they like, but the prisoners can't swim to the opposite side of the lake. But I'm like, what the fuck is the point? Like, I feel like, one, that's insanely dangerous to have it so open that people from the outside can fucking swim in, but there was four guards to 150 prisoners. And these guards lying out in the fucking blissing heat like fucking pigs, just sitting down, relaxing, taking it all in.
And in fairness, I wouldn't try to escape. Would you?
No, but the thing is, right? Your man
was, I can just go on holiday for a couple of years for getting rid of someone that was annoying me.
It's a holiday.
That sounds grand.
Because your man, right, so basically the warden that was over it, the interviewer was asking him, he's like, well, what does this actually achieve? And he said, well, it is punishment in itself because they're missing their family and their friends. And that was the only thing. I'm like, man, you have people that are in here for a long fucking time. They're making new friends and new friends enough to call themselves fucking family. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
That's not punishment.
No.
So you could say anybody that lives abroad is missing their fucking family because they can't see them all the time.
Am I in prison? Are you in prison? Both of us, you know, living away from our entire families alone in other countries apart from one or two people that we know, you know?
You know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't make... I was actually getting aggravated looking at it. I was like, look, I'm all for rehabilitation. I'm all for treating prisoners nicely. Obviously, you have to do that. But you cannot let them fucking roam around willy fucking illy.
Yeah, there's a difference between, like, being humane and being stupid.
Like, there had whole murderers, not even half murderers, whole fucking murderers, in the kitchen with big ass fucking butcher knives. And it wasn't like a case of... Do you know the way in... some prisons, if you're taking like a knife for like metalwork or woodwork or something like that, they have the fucking outline of the knife. Everything's like catalogued. So none of these were in a bucket. In a fucking bucket.
Just
not labelled.
No one counting them. No one making sure there's not one missing.
Nah. And a big fucking cleaver there, is it?
And what happens then if someone does do the old stabby stab stab to another inmate? Are they just like put into their room for a while to go think about what they did?
Yeah. You're grounded. You have to sit on that bed
cycling
now.
For a week.
No dinner for you.
Wow.
Like, oh, fucking, I was absolutely fucking bamboozled by it. But anyway.
Anyway. So, listen, maybe Spud was dangerous for the prison system. Who knows?
I mean, he did have great ideas, but in small doses.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So we're in the 1920s now, right? And now that Carl was free, he was determined to finally settle things between him and his fucking arch nemesis, President William Howard. Why he was beefing with William, I don't fucking know. Man had also been out of presidency for 7 years now at this point.
Because I think, oh God, what was it? He was somehow involved in him getting put away the first time. Like back when he was a wee lad and he was trying to run away to the Wild West. So he with the gun.
Carl.
I think, that time. I'm pretty sure it was that time. So he's like held this beef for his whole life.
Move on. Move on.
He's like, that fuck Taft. Taft is a cunt. Cunt needs to die.
But he didn't even try murdering, which was the funny thing, because he broke into the man's house. Now, he did rob 40k worth of jewellery and bonds off him, so that was a lot. But you would have thought he would have tried to fucking murder him. You know what I mean? But no, just robbed him. And then also stole his Colt 45. With the money that Carl got for flogging the jewellery and the bonds, he bought himself a yacht. A fucking yacht. Like, the man may not have had brains, but he certainly had the fucking neck. Imagine the cheeky bastard.
Amazing though. Imagine just like, you just buy a yacht.
I'm
because
going to
of
rob
a
an
childhood
ex-fucking president.
Grudge.
Yeah, because he pissed me off as a young lad because I did some dodgy shit. And he
I
did help put me away for it.
Amazing.
A yacht.
Imagine just being able to buy yourself a yacht also at the same time. I could not rob anyone's house. Anyone. And get myself a yacht in this day and age.
No. You'd have to rob the people that have the yachts. Like,
honestly.
Nobody else is
going. Even that, this is what I'm saying, man. I have really, really rich neighbours. Like, I have millionaires for neighbours. You'd never think it with Little Merkling, but there's genuine millionaires living here. And I don't even think I could rob them to get a yacht.
Oh, it's actually... Like, it's madness.
Mental.
It's madness. But
Carl
it
was... He knew what to do with himself. He was on it, like...
Ambitious.
Mm-hmm.
Ambitious.
If nothing else.
And it was the purchase of this yacht that gave Carl a place to commit his next crimes.
Yahoo.
Which just so happened to be murder. So Carl sailed his way up to the lower end of Manhattan, New York, where he docked up and began plotting to kill. Dun, dun, dun. So in the summer of 1920, Carl would drug, rob, sometimes rape, and shoot 10 unnamed sailors, and dump their bodies overboard. He would promise them well-paying work upon his yacht. So he'd be like, look, lads, actually, no, I swear to God, I actually do have a yacht. He'd bring this fucking sailors down. They'd have a look up, like, sure, this lad, that's a grand boat.
This fella has a bit of money. Of course, he'll pay me a decent wage.
Yeah. No scum of the earth man could possibly own a yacht.
Honestly.
Especially one as grand as this. So he has to be a decent lad. Has to be.
Yep. Why would you question, genuinely, why would you question it, like? And it was so normal to just be offered work back then. There was no LinkedIn. There was no fucking Indeed. You were just offered work. You asked for work. You literally just like, you look like you've money. Do you need someone to work for you? So I do not blame these boys at all.
So Carl would convince them to bring down all their valuables with them while they worked. The sailors were like, yeah, pal, sounds fucking
how is he
great.
So good at murder?
I don't
and
know.
So shit at life.
Like, is there a there must be a fucking graduate school somewhere.
But it's not even like, I don't, what would you even call it? He's not a process killer. That's 100% sure. Like, there's no enjoyment of actually taking the kill at all for him. It's literally just killing them to get them out of the way so he can have their shit. Like, he's killing for financial gain.
Well, he did do it to these sailors when he had already, like, drugged them and, like...
I'm not mostly referring to the sailors, though, here, I suppose. Like, he had a lot of consensual sodomy as well.
As I was saying before, fucking audacity, had the audacity to piss me off and stop fucking working. Anyway, stupid fucking thing.
Haunted again.
Haunted again by another fucking rapist. Christ.
Honestly.
God forgive me. As I was saying, right, Carol would lure them onto the boat with false promises of decent work. Had to bring all their belongings with them. He'd give them the best booze that he was after nicking, because no way did this man actually pay for an ounce of drink that he ever fucking drank. Guarantee it's robbed. Or, to be fair, he could have bought it with the robbed money.
Either way, it's robbed.
No, that either way, it's robbed. Do you know what? Fair fucking point. And now, I don't know what he would put into the drink, but he used to give them, like, a little dose of, like, something.
Okay.
Make sure.
Like a Rohypnol switch?
Yeah, just to make sure that the sailors would fall asleep.
For the sake of technical difficulties, we should probably just push on with this and we'll leave it be a bit of a shorter episode today just to actually have an episode.
I'm actually all for that. I'm honestly all for that.
Same here. Okay.
But after dropping a bit of the something into the drink and the sailors then, you know, hitting the fucking deck, no pun intended, like, they would pass the fuck out. Depending on his mood, sometimes it would either be rape or sodomy, but he always bounced between the two. Before, he then shot them in the back of the head exactly one time with the Colt 45 that he had nicked off fucking R. William.
Just, I mean, using a crime-stolen gun to commit more crime.
Like I said, the neck.
There's almost an art
there
to
is.
It, you know?
There is. But do you know what he'd do then, right? Man actually was a bit... not smart, but he had a bit of cop on now in this situation. So after slugging one in the back of their head, he'd load their bodies onto like a little raft. They'd do one of the like escape boats, like the little lifeboats, one of them yokes, right? Lug the bodies into one of them, fucking row a mile out, dump the bodies, and then row himself back in and just repeated the process again and again.
I mean,
he had a knack for it. And they never found out who exactly the sailors were. I think it's because, one, a lot of the sailors, I know he was trying to suss out the ones that like did have money, but these lads also could have, one, run away from home and just have worked their way up to having like a bit of dosh, you know, and were being like able to buy like nice enough things. And because so many of them were just down at the docks looking for work, sure, no family might have been looking for them. They're like, oh sure, they're away at work. They've probably gone away to like start a new life.
Yeah. Like, that's it. People just disappeared like back then. And like, you'd no phone calls or anything. Like, even writing a letter was fucking hard enough, so you don't expect to hear from people.
No, especially ones that are out at sea
when they
the
go
time.
Away like,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, you really just don't like.
And Carl didn't give enough of a shit, do you know, to like inquire as to like who they were. He didn't care, like, it was just your means.
This is what I mean, like, he didn't even get to know them personally. It wasn't like a company thing, like with Jeffrey Dahmer sort of situation. He just killed them to get rid of them, to take their shit. It's so, I don't know. I guess like, yeah, okay, I get it. Like, his whole thing was that he was using these murders and everything else he did as like, I'm going to take back what's rightfully mine from society. So I'll take what I want and I'll do with that whatever way I need to do it. But it just still seems like he could have done that without going full serial killer.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like it needed to be part of his thing at all.
No.
Like, it had no benefit to him, bar they're not going to come back looking for their stuff.
Or no one's going to write out on me and then
she's
I have
very
to go
strange
back to fucking
in that
prison.
Regard.
Carl, you run away from prison anyway.
Yeah.
Houdini.
Yeah, so what are you worried about? What are you even worried about? You're fucking great at escaping. You've done it your whole life.
Fucking irritating bastard. He's really have to piss me off now because I'm convinced he's on the haunting us now.
You see, that's the thing. You could have sympathy for Carl if he just did all of the other crimes and none of the murder.
Or
And the rape. Sodomy. If you want to sodomize, like, sodomize. Sodomy is only illegal because it's gay.
Yeah. Yeah, I was going to say,
consensual sodomy.
I was going
is
to
fine.
Say, fucking, you're not the ones that didn't want to, but sure, that's rape. that's rape.
That's rape. Exactly. Exactly. Consensual sodomy is A-okay. I think that's where I'm so conflicted then with Carl. Because it's like, he could have been something different if his life story had been different. He could have just been, he could have been an Oscar Wilde, even though he slags off Oscar Wilde in his fucking autobiography. But, like, he could have been an Oscar Wilde just going around being poetic and bumming. Like, that's a lovely life. Robbing a few things. I don't know if Oscar Wilde was a thief. He was a wizard.
But see, he also did Nun's Kid, Savannah. I don't know if the paedophilia.
But was Nun sing back then?
Oh no, this is 100%
I don't
nonsense.
Think it was. Was it Nun? Okay. That's fair, then we have to include that in the list of things that were not okay. So I'm like, when your age of consent is like 8, because they need to be married by the time they're 12, it's kind of, it becomes a bit chalky, you know?
But no, this was...
It's like, can it still be called paedophilia back then? Because it
oh,
is
no,
now,
it's,
100%.
No, it's still, it was still paedophilia.
Okay, yeah, no, then, yeah, we include the nancing and just leave it out. Don't be nancing.
I'm fine
Don't
with.
Be murdering.
I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, he didn't burn anything down that anyone actually cared about. Like, he cost the government money and no one else...
Like, that's actually kind of fine.
We could live with the arson as long as no one's getting hurt in it.
But everything else, see, it's one thing out of how many the fucking slew of crimes this cunt has committed.
Well, there's the three major ones that make him the asshole that he is. I'm just saying, he could have just not been that asshole. He could have just continued on his little crime spree of thieving and maybe occasionally setting things on fire. Burning down churches was his favourite thing and all that. You know, fine. Fuck him. The church has enough money. Fuck him, in general. It's fine. But like... The murdering and the nonsense and the raping, just that step too far. Could have just been a regular criminal that could have been like, you know, a fun story to talk about, but no.
He had to fucking go and ruin it all.
I'm pretty sure I've just ranted about that for 4 solid minutes.
Sure, it's allowed. It's allowed. It's fine.
But still.
Because we're going to be wrapping it up there anyway, because then poor Kiva will have fucking not a thing to be talking about.
Yeah.
God bless her.
Yeah. We've had a bit of a chat in this middle exactly. episode, and hopefully now we've gotten all of the ghosts out. They've taken us out in this episode and we'll be all right for Cuiva's, because we know when things go wrong on Cuiva's end, they go completely wrong to the point that I cannot edit that episode.
Yeah, God bless it. Always goes catastrophic for her. Like, when it does go bad.
She has the worst of it for us, like.
So does.
Like, no, it is. So I'm hoping that it happened to us now. So next week for Cuiva's episode, touch all the wood on this desk. It goes all right and nothing bad happens and it's all going to be fine. I have faith. I shouldn't, but I do. I believe
in us. Look, even if... We do. We live in blissful fucking ignorance and just rock with it. We'll be around.
Yeah, exactly.
Throw caution to the wind. Exactly. Be like, ah, lads, you know what? Actually, it'll be fine.
I am most definitely trying to just live everything a bit more positively, because everything's a bit shit in the whole world for everyone and also for me personally. Bit of positivity, like, just ignore it. And that's what I intend to do with all of this haunting. Mm-hmm. And they are taking over our technology.
God,
let's just
bastards.
Be honest. It is what it is. Call a spade a spade.
You shouldn't even know what one is, you geriatric gal. You've long been fucking been dead.
Honestly. And even if you were alive when they were invented, you would have been too fucking slow to use them, you thick bastard.
Yeah, mind your business.
Mind your fucking business. Don't be jealous.
Shall we wrap it up, or have you anything nice to leave the episode? Hold on, I
don't think I was just thinking about that. I mean, like, shit's been happening, but I don't know if I really mentioned it. Like, I've had a hell of a summer, and I realised when I came back last week, I didn't really talk a whole lot about where the fuck I've been, aside from, like, I was sick, I'm grand now. Yeah, so, like, I suppose, like, personal life updates would be nice for the listeners, if they care.
Yeah,
if you want to do that. What's actually happened? I mean, been swanning off on holidays in the midst of being sick. Obviously shouldn't have been doing that, but did it anyway.
I know you should have been. Or, it's grand.
Yeah, needed. Like, for my physical health, was it great? No, absolutely not. But for my mental health, it was fantastic. So I have no regrets of the fact that I fucked off and spent money that I did not have and energy that I also did not have on going on holiday. So I was in Hungary and I was in Paris, and I actually got to meet, finally, Alexis, who was on way, way back, I think episode 10.
I was going to say 10, yeah.
Yeah, episode 10, Love from Louisiana. We explained all of that, like, we're lifelong friends pretty much, but met through the internet on Zwinky, which is great. And then we finally, yeah, a couple of weeks ago, we met in person in Paris, and that was awesome. And I got engaged. Probably should have mentioned that.
Oh my
as
God,
well.
Did you not mention that already?
No, I don't think I've mentioned
oh
the fact
God.
That it's clearly a big deal. No, I don't think so, because I haven't been on the podcast since I got engaged.
No, you are last
week. I got in the, like, well, yeah, but I, that's what I mean. Like, last week I didn't talk about anything, really. I don't even know if I said what's actually wrong or what we thought was wrong with me or that it's continuing. I have no idea what I said last week. I really need to get around to editing that episode to know. But I know I did not mention that I'm engaged. Because it is, in fairness, a bit of a weird time to propose to someone when they're in the middle of, like just before they're going in for a surgery for mystery pain in their side.
Ah, yeah, but maybe it was fear of you dying. No. You know what I mean?
Something he definitely was like, to give you, she's disintegrating.
Look forward to, like, lads, I actually can't give up now. I have a wedding to plan.
Exactly. That was it. He was like, it's now or never. I either ask her before she dies or I'll never have gotten the chance.
Yeah.
So I now have a wedding to plan. So that's great. Not going to be for 2 years though. So don't expect to hear anything about that until God knows when. I'm trying to think, is there anything else? I don't think so. I've been just off kind of gallivanting, like going for random walks and just enjoying the summer and being unemployed because I'm unable to work because of mystery illnesses. I just live in a weird nomadic life at the moment.
Which, I mean, fucking 10 out of 10, around. Sorry now.
Honestly, it is kind of great because since coming out of the pandemic, like, there was the first, like, 10 months I was unemployed.
Mm.
And that was shit. And I was terrified and I was locked in a fucking room and everything for 3 months of it. Couldn't go outside, terrified to meet people.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got over myself, went out, got a job. That was all okay until the job became horrendous.
To be fair, you were terrified when it was bad, where, like, people that had pre-existing illnesses were getting fucking battered by it, so...
Yeah, and then long COVID was like a real possibility there and stuff. So yeah, okay, fair. I did have right to be fucking terrified, but it sucked, like, at the same time. But yeah, then work sucked and that killed me and caused a load of seizures. And then I was diagnosed with the fucking the seizures. Quit my job, went to start a new job, became struck down with mystery illness and got fired because I needed surgery. And here we are. So it has been a lot is what I'm saying. And I'm sure it's not just me. Like, obviously, this is probably a very unique set of circumstances to all go together. Not sure if everyone has that same combination. But it's been a lot for all of us going through, like, all of the shit that has changed for the last 2 years. I'll say it has been nice to just kind of take a while and just clean my house and look at my hobbies, play games again, which I haven't done for fucking properly for years.
Mm.
Like, read and just, yeah, just do a bit of gardening, go for walks, all of that nice stuff, go for a swim. Shit that I would not do if I was working as well, because my mind would be too preoccupied.
Yeah, I get ya.
So... it's nice to be able to, like, take my life back now. Lesson for the week is actually a bit of fucking mindfulness wouldn't go amiss.
Yeah.
I'm usually the first to be like, oh yeah, positive affirmations and mindfulness and all of that. Like, I'm sure it works. It does. Let's be honest. Even if it's a placebo, it works.
Yeah.
Because if a placebo works, is it really a placebo? I've been saying this my whole life.
That's so true though.
You know, you can trick your brain into doing a lot of things and... we're all very hyper-vigilant vigilant and on edge and just all over the fucking place since this whole thing has gone down because it took our lives on so many different directions in such a short amount of time. So just try and take time for yourself and try and remember you're still a person because it has honestly helped me immensely.
Yeah.
And I feel a lot better in myself for it. So that's my recommendation for the week.
Good.
We don't normally do this, but listen, it's been a strange episode that we're having to cut short, so...
A small
rant about mindfulness.
Good. That was very nice. I quite like that now.
Is there anything on your end before we wrap this up?
Oh God, I don't think so, you know. Like, I'm going back in 7 days. I have a week left back at home and then I'm jetting back to Dubai. Also had a great summer now, to be fair. I was just constantly on the go, all coming back. Seeing everybody, me and the girls went to London to go to a K-pop concert, which was fucking 10 out of 10. Oh, amazing. We went to the London Dungeons. Fucking hilarious. We were easily the funniest people here. Like, we were just taking a piss the entire fucking time. It was gas. Yeah, that's about it. And, oh, then, Jesus, God bless us. One night, I'm obviously not going to say it fully, but me and the girls, right, basically, there's this drink, right, that a few of, like, the K-pop lads, they say that they can, it's very impressive when someone can drink four of it. And we're like, that's actually so embarrassing because it's like drinking Blue Wicked. So we bought, like, bottles of these just to see how many we could drink, right? Now, they are a bit stronger than fucking Blue Wicked, don't get me wrong. And we were definitely tipsy after four. We did it basically just to prove our point to ourselves. Not that anybody would have cared or anybody would have known. It was just to, like, our own fucking mental illness. Like, that's, like, wrong with us.
Yeah,
and fair. So this was the night that we were meant to be flying back to Ireland. And we were meant to be going to bed early. And we're like, lads, will we crack out the soju? Have a great night, right? Didn't go and sleep that entire fucking night. So, oh, it was awful. But we thought it'd be a great idea. Actually, I don't know whose idea it was, because it certainly wasn't fucking mine, to ask, oh, I don't know if it was like the Vogue questions or to like get to know, like, do like the deep
right.
questions
yeah, yeah.
that like makes you get to know like your friends better and stuff like that. When I tell you, I had an unholy mental breakdown, like Jesus Christ,
oh
I've
my God.
Never seen the likes of myself. Because for the first time I've spoken about my feelings. That's all I I spoke about my feelings aloud for the first time in my fucking life. I was traumatized after it. Oh, good.
I take grief. Fucking problems with that the second time in your life.
No, Savannah, this was on a different level. No, this was on.
Oh, really?
Oh, no, this was on.
Because I was thinking the time on my couch in the apartment after, like.
No.
We were kind of fighting for no reason and we had to have a full talk, like a heart to heart about actual emotions.
No, Savannah, this was, like, this is like childhood shit as well. Like, this is like, oh.
Oh, shit, okay.
Just Jesus fucking Christ, it was unnatural, and I was having a little bit of a cry. It was awful embarrassing, and I've actually swore, because nobody's ever seen me cry like that, really. A select few people, like, I cry all the time with, like, films and stuff like that, but like this kind of,
yeah, but actual Jesus emotional Christ, crying,
like,
yeah.
To the point that Kiva was nearly crying. It, oh my god. She gave me, like, Kiva gives her best fucking hugs ever. She gave me a hug after, and I swear to God, it was the best hug I've ever been given in my fucking life. Anyway, it was awful. And she was like, I bet you feel better about it now. And at the time, I was like, ew, no, I'm fucking traumatised. I did actually feel better about it. So I suppose at the end of it, actually, lads, do speak about your feelings. I know you might think, ew, that's actually a tiny bit embarrassing. It is, but guess what? Get over it. Because it'll actually do you the world of good.
It's not. You're embarrassed. It's not embarrassing.
That's it.
There's a difference. Just because you feel it doesn't make it true.
No, that's
you are making your thoughts reality. And that's not the case.
No, that's very true.
No, most people are quite like, I came on this fucking podcast and started telling half of my life story. Like, it doesn't bother me if people care or not, or if they think it's embarrassing that I'm talking about my feelings. I'm like, that helps me to deal with my feelings, and it'll help other people possibly deal with theirs. How could you be friends with me for this amount of years and just still fight the feeling talk?
Man, it's different when it's yourself. Like, I'm all well and good to be like, oh my god, yeah, talk about your feelings, it's obviously great. Do I ever do it myself? No, I've done it now.
No, well, this is why we say always be a hypocrite. There's a reason. It's in our taglines.
I've done it.
It's not just pertinent to me, it's to all of us.
Will I ever do it again?
Yes. Because I'll make it, or else you're not coming to my wedding.
That's fine.
I will make it in August instead of July.
Well, you go ahead and do that, Savannah. That'll be more reply on it than it will be me. I'll get Kiva to throw me up on the fucking laptop and I'll still get to see it. So, guess what? Baha. Joke's on you.
It's actually a Wi-Fi dead zone. Terribly sorry. Can't be done.
She'll figure it out.
We're transporting back to the Middle Ages. Can't happen.
Yeah, it's traumatising. Yeah, I suppose.
Well, no, I'm glad you're having a bit of an emotional breakthrough there as well. And you could do it more of them. And like, have you also been listening to the Get the Fuck Out Nature advice that you've been given by me and the angel cards and the tarot?
No, I don't like going outside. But, to be fair, I've been bopping around doing stuff. Like, I have been going out and, like, doing things.
Mm.
But then also, I need my relaxing days. I actually need to be left the fuck alone sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. How can you not relax in nature? Where is better to relax than in nature? Well, I suppose you're in Dubai.
Yeah, I've got sand.
There has to be some sort of man-made fucking palm tree park or something.
I know, there is now, to be fair. Like, but even, right, just say down where I live, like, it's kind of like a community. It's kind of weird, but anyway. Like, it's quite nice. Where there's like a kind of a green area, there's little like benches and stuff, but you actually can't go out and sit down there because then you're fucking being hounded by weird fucking men. You're like, please leave me alone.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Then I guess that's not really the best place to be sitting out. It's terrible. I need to get you to where I live somehow, because you will understand why I'm very much on the you need to be outside in nature.
Oh no,
I
get that. Like, if
here.
I was in a place that was like very hilly, very nice,
mm-hmm.
I'd be popping me onto histamines and I'd be outside.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Like, I need to get you here so I can give you the nature that you're definitely craving. As an Irish person as well.
Oh no, it was honestly, it's so nice. Like, don't get me wrong, like, it's lovely over there, but I don't care how miserable it's looking. The sky could be as grey as fuck. Once I see a bit of greenery, I'm like, oh my god. Like,
yeah,
they're
yeah.
Fucking relief, I feel. It's mental. Like, lads, show me a field and show me a field full of sheep right the fuck now, expeditiously.
I think it would have fucked me up moving to somewhere, or like a pure concrete jungle as well. I crack up living there, like, I couldn't.
I'm not too bad.
Because even like
where I am now, if there's a lot of buildings, but I have like the beach one side of me and I have like the marina the other side of me, so I'm kind of lucky of where I am.
That's nice. Yeah,
but still, like, that still fucking sand.
Yeah, you're not getting like the grass and the fields and the lavender and the what have you and all the corn and the fucking, I might go for a walk. Other mental health tip, please get out and get some walks.
Yeah,
like, these are such obvious things. And we're sitting here now as if we've just discovered them and we're passing the secrets onto the world.
Oh, yeah.
But I cannot express enough how much I've ignored this shit for most of my life.
Oh, yeah.
And now that I'm actually putting it into practice.
As if that's going to make me feel better.
Yeah. I'm like, how could that possibly make me feel better? My life is shit. But, like, it does. You need a good half hour. I'm not going to lie. You need a good half hour if you're in a really fucking bad place. like angry or upset or whatever you have, you need a good half hour before that walk starts working. But it does start working. You just start breathing, you stop thinking, you just look around you and fucking walk, man. It's great. It is great. I went missing for 2.5 hours the other day. I thought I was gone for 40 minutes.
She's fucking crazy. The travelling fucking wonder here.
These are our tips. And stay fucking hydrated, lads. We have a fucking mad heat wave. Like, global warming is real, real.
Oh my
real.
God. When we were in London, lads, I swear to God, it was hitting the high 30s. But the heat was nearly worse than it was in Dubai. And I'm not being dramatic. It was fucking foul. The humidity was atrocious. And in our fucking bedroom was there near a bit of air conditioning. Oh my God, it was honestly it was so fucking disgusting.
Genuinely,
but anyway.
It's not it. Like,
oh my God, it was outrageously hot.
Absolutely. And especially for like English and Irish listeners and, you know, the Scottish and all that. If we have any in Scotland, I don't know if we do. Hope we do. We love the Scots, so love to hear from you. We are not built. Like, the English, the Irish, the us little fuckers, we are not built for 40 degrees of heat.
Oh my God. Do you know what I did see on Twitter, right? And it honestly made me fucking giggle. It was so funny. So this person was like, I think it's so funny that like all the white people obviously like are complaining about the heat wave. It was like, hon, your ancestors colonized entire countries in this heat, babes. You can do better. I like, girl, fact.
I mean,
look.
I mean, true.
True.
Can't argue with it.
No.
Cannot. It's just still a fact. We're not cut out for it. Like, so.
I'm still going to complain.
Well, you're not bred for it. Apparently, Ireland is a temperate rainforest climate, which I didn't fucking know.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Apparently, we just don't have the forests anymore because the British cut them down. Now, whether that is true or not, I don't know. But this is what I've heard, that the majority of Ireland's forests were cut down by the Brits to sell, obviously, and to build land on and so have you. And that Ireland's actual climate type is temperate rainforest. Let me see. Let me do a quick
Google search. These are just things I've heard. Fucking thingy now.
It does, doesn't it?
But would I
but
be
it also
surprised?
Sounds like could
no.
be true.
Because the famine literally changed our genetic makeup also, which is fucking insane. But
okay, temperate rainforest, not so much, like yes, but also no. It's officially a temperate maritime or temperate oceanic climate.
What?
Yeah. But so yeah, it wouldn't be too far off to call it a temperate rainforest. Only we don't have the forests anymore to make it a rainforest.
Bastards.
Isn't that fucking mental? And you know what? While I'm on that topic, I'll tell you where I fucking learned that. And the only reason I wasn't sure if it was true is because sometimes there is lies on that podcast. It is the Blind Buy podcast, which is shout out to another Irish podcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I fully recommend it. It is
brilliant.
Brilliant. Yeah. Honestly brilliant. And he just chats shit about Ireland and random things that have happened and the teenage Margaret Thatcher turtles. And yeah, he is honestly, he's fucking hilarious, but also madly intelligent.
He's
and that's
smart.
Why I know that Ireland is a temperate rainforest because of Blind Buy. So fully recommend you go listen to his podcast. He's not like us. This is his full-time job. So he also has a Patreon.
And he's wild. Like, he man makes some cracking parody songs as well. And yes, he does have
Absolutely.
A fire bag over his head with cut out eye holes and a mouth hole. But besides the point, he's so fucking intelligent.
He is steeped
Wasn't he
in
actually
Irish
like a teacher
history.
In fucking UL or something like that?
Yeah, as far as I know. Yeah. And they're also, like, both of them were fluent in Irish. They originally had a band called the Rubber Bandits, mm-hmm. which is how I grew up to know them. And then Blind Buy started a podcast.
Mad.
Along with other things, he does web shows, he does live streams on Twitch. But anyway, I just thought, as an Irish podcast who's just started listening to someone from my fucking hometown, which I should be shot for the fact that it's only now, let's be honest.
Yeah.
I thought I'd just give Blind Buy a little shout out there as a fellow Irish podcast who actually really needs the support of listeners more than we do. Because we just ramble on for free, but that's actually his job.
Yeah.
The more listeners he can get, the more he can keep doing what he loves doing. And I'm here to support it. So that's that. Ireland is a temperate rainforest.
Jesus. Lads, this podcast has actually been a bit of a wild fucking ride. Between piracy, sex offending, mental
Hauntings,
health advice, and then
geographical fucking...
Yeah.
Knowledge.
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not?
Why not? I think that's probably a good place to wrap it up
I
then,
think so too.
Because it's only going to descend into further madness
oh,
from
geez,
here. So,
Christ, you're right, wouldn't it?
Listen, is the episode going to be about an hour long by the time I have it edited?
Yeah.
Do we care?
No.
No. Does every episode have to be an hour and 45 minutes? No, it doesn't.
No.
Some short ones are all right too. Point is, we're putting out content. We're trying our best. Good job, us.
Patting the back.
We'll be back next week with Cuiva,
mm-hmm.
finishing up on Owl Carl himself and how he got caught and all of that good stuff.
Yep.
And then we're back for another break episode next week with me, and I'm excited.
No, is it not me? Because I haven't done one yet.
Is it you? Oh, you haven't done one yet. Why did I think we were back to me?
I don't know.
Oh, grand. Okay, I'll still write my notes anyway for the next time.
But like, do I know what I'm doing yet? No, the fuck I don't. But sure, look. It's a
Listen,
surprise.
Do we
guys.
Ever?
It's actually...
Exactly.
I take it back. I know exactly what I'm doing, and you're going to be bamboozled.
There we go. We've had a complete 180. Look at that. Mm-hmm. Things get done so fucking quick on this podcast.
It happens with your professional, like, you know what I mean?
Then we hope everyone looks forward to the next 2 weeks of content before we announce who our next heavy hitter is going to be. Mm-hmm. We already do know who that is, and I am personally very excited about it. So, yeah, we'll announce that next week at the end of the heavy hitter series this week, which is Carl. So, yeah. We're just going to wrap it up here. Peace out, everyone. The pandemic seems to be coming back, if nothing else. So we continue with what I was also hoping to abolish, which is the positive vibes and negative tests, and always be a hypocrite.
Don't forget to tense your ankles and join our club.